Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new, brand-new Russell Wortham Show coming to you live. Commercial-free for all my super-secret bag. Hey, folks, we're back and back in the middle of greatness. If you thought that I was hesitant to do WrestleMania Sunday, the watch-along, I am terrified of this being the Raw after WrestleMania. Because this was the episode where Vince was like, you know what? I'm gonna come in there. I'm gonna rip stuff up, and I'm gonna rip stuff up, and just rewrite stuff on the fly. Yeah, it's fine. Hunter comes out. And, you know, he's thanking the fans, and he mentioned about the, the whole situation with Endeavor, and that WWE wasn't going to go anywhere. So there's that. I mean, Roman Reigns, it's like I was saying yesterday. I don't have a problem with Joanna Y, the person. Got zero problems with Joanna Y, the person. Joanna Y, the person, seems like a good guy, like a good dude. Roman Reigns, the character, I'm sick of. I'm sick of this, and, you know, screw this. You know, WWE, you had one job. You had the vignettes, you had the video packages, you had the video packages, you had the story. It was all queued up, and you decided, we're not going to do it. We're not going to close this chapter of the story. Because, well, we're just not going to do it. And I'm thinking to myself, why? Why are you not doing that? Roman Reigns, he can say all he wants that, it's the third inning. Okay. Well, so does that mean that we're just not going to get a title change, any title change, the rest of the year? And you know, Roman saying, I want anybody to step up. And I'm thinking, okay, so you're telling me that Edge, Brock Lesnar, Bryan Danielson, Cesaro, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Cody Rhodes, none of them, Drew McIntyre, none of them stepped up. Okay. Well, that's kind of disrespectful to them because they did step up. They did step up. Every one of them stepped up. And you want to know what the one common link is between every one of those people? The bloodline. The bloodline cheated. The bloodline cheated. Now, it's been a while. It's been a while. But, and I'm not talking about Raw or SmackDown. I'm talking about, like, you know, a pay-per-view, a premium live event, okay? you go back through in the last 3 years, Roman Reigns has cheated in 90% of his title defenses. 90%. I mean, that is garbage. Now, I'll have to redo the numbers, but I'm pretty sure, you know, it was that way. And, you know, here's the problem. If Roman Reigns is going to, you know, if Roman Reigns is going to just be a part-timer, and that's the assumption, then why not go and say, we're doing this. We're going to give the titles to Cody, because Roman is a made man. He is a made man. He's a made man. WWE doesn't care about that. No, they don't care about that. And so, you know, like I said, I don't have a problem with Joe Anoa'i, the person. I got a big problem with Roman Reigns, the character. And I'm sick of the... I'm sick of the cheating. You know, I'm sick of the excuses. I'm sick of the cheating. And, you know, Roman Reigns, you know, coming out and it's just, I don't know. Well, this is interesting. Cody Rhodes is coming down. And but yeah, I mean, so the vignettes, the video packages, all of it meant nothing. All of it meant nothing. And, you know, so for WWE, say, oh, well, this is just the beginning of the story. Okay. Well, I'm going to say what I said yesterday, and that's echoing Jim Cornette. If not now, then when? If not Cody, then who? Because like I've said, I mean, you're telling me that Edge, Bryan Danielson, Cesaro, Cody Rhodes, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Drew McIntyre, that none of them stepped up. Okay, Roman, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, that was kind of a bit of a cop-out answer. And for Hunter to say, oh, well, you know, we're you know, this is not going to, you know, I mean, this is not ending. And that, you know, it just kind of feels, I don't know. I'm sick. It's just, oh. And Cody's out there saying, you know, I thought I was going to be the champion. Oh, piss off, Roman. You too, Paul. Sick of you too. And so now, oh, and you, Solo. You. Wow. Are you kidding me? I mean, I know it's just a story. I know that, you know, and I apologize for the pause. I was just seeing what Cody was saying in the ring. Look, I know it's just a storyline. I know they're playing characters. But, you know, if I were Cody, I would flat out deck Solo. Flat out. Nothing personal. Nothing personal. But it just feels like this is one of those things where it just feels like WWE is just saying screw you to the fans. Just absolutely screw you. Cody wants a rematch, and I know that Roman's going to say no because, no, it's Paul Heyman. Oh, jeez, come on, man. Seriously? Roman, you can't talk for yourself. You can't talk for yourself all of a sudden. Okay. And Solo, I don't even know, man. Tonight. Yep, there we go. And, Roman is going to say no because, I mean, just, he's going to just say no, and everybody's going nuts. And again, Roman, speak for yourself, man. Okay, yeah, there we go. Wow. Okay, that's about as emphatic as possible, saying no rematch ever. Okay, well, see, therein lies the problem. Therein lies the problem. Because, Roman, you're saying step up. You're saying step up. Somebody step up and take this from me. Somebody take away the island of relevancy. Somebody take my titles. Well, you know what? fact that, you know, he's going to be a part-timer. And it's just kind of it's just kind of one of those things. And I'm thinking, okay, I get that you're trying to tell a story. WWE, I get it. But at some point, when are you going to run out of goodwill from the fans? We want this. We need this. Anybody's just going to sit there and say, oh, well, maybe there's a problem. You know, okay, well, at what point do you look at it and say, you're just going to lose the goodwill of the fans? You built up. Cody is the only man left. He's the only guy left. Now, if you want to do if you want to do okay, so wow. Okay. So it's one of those, you know, hey, you get a partner, and if you can get a partner, then that person will never get a chance to face Roman Reigns for title ever again. And well, apparently Brock Lesnar is gonna be that guy. He's already lost his opportunities. But I don't know, man. I mean, okay. So, yeah. Well, this is interesting. And, yeah. So I don't know. I just think, I mean, I get why they made this match. I do. But again, it goes back to, when are you going to finish this part of the story? I mean, the answer is I don't know. And because there have been people online on social media have said, well, Cody didn't suffer enough. Cody didn't earn the opportunity. So you're telling me that a torn pec and then coming back at the Royal Rumble, winning the Royal Rumble, that wasn't enough. Okay. Again, are you going to sacrifice the goodwill of the fans just to say, you know, okay, well, we're just going to prove a point here. The Usos now are talking with Paul Heyman, and it's weird. It is weird. To see Jimmy and Jay without the titles is weird to see them. And okay. And so they're going through, you know, all the headlines that they made. During WrestleMania. And okay. Yeah. So, I don't know. So Bad Bunny is the host of WrestleMania Backlash in Puerto Rico, and digging the whole thing. What's going on now? Oh, it's Rey Mysterio. Okay. Cool. And, so Rey Mysterio is, coming out. Showing some love to the fans. Bad Bunny. Absolutely. I tell you. That was really just a special moment on WrestleMania. Where Ray comes out, and I mean, Ray said, he's like, you know, if it was just me, if it was just me, I would have never fought Dom, ever, ever. And I believe him. I honestly believe him. But he said, you disrespect your mom like that? Yeah, no, I'm going to come out there and I'm going to, you know, take, I'm gonna take, you know, things, you know, to the next level. So, I mean, Ray's got his gear on. And, okay. You know, I was just looking at the timer, and now full disclosure, I'm watching the Hulu version of Raw, which takes out the, you know, the commercials and all that, so it basically cuts the, you know, the runtime in half. We are about a third of the way through through this Raw, and there has been no, to my knowledge, there has been no actual wrestling taking place. I mean, good folks over, and I'm always going to call it Staples, okay? But everybody at Crypto Arena, you know, they're paying a premium. They're paying a premium for, you know, like, you know, they're paying a premium for tickets, and here comes Austin Theory. And, so, I mean, are we going to get a match here? Okay. But like I said, a third of the way through Raw, and, we haven't seen one lick of ring action. I just, yeah, I don't know. So, well, folks, I'm going to split this up into, at least a couple of, I'm going to split this up into a couple of different parts. Got some stuff that I need to take care of here in just a minute. So, coming up here in just a minute, we'll be ending the first half of Raw. And then when I come back, we will finish this. But I apologize if it sounds like, you know, I've been kind of, you know, all over the map. Maybe I haven't. I don't know. I'm just so tired of just talking and talking and talking. Look, if you're going to have a promo, great. Great. But have it mean something. You know, and I love the moxie of Austin Theory. I mean, maybe he's the new legend killer, taking over from Randy Orton. You know, hey, I beat John Cena, now I'm gonna beat you, Ray. Okay, that's fine, but yeah. New legend killer. Okay. All right. Are we going to get this? We going to... Okay. So, all right. Well, folks, we will be back, like I said, here in just a little bit to finish out Raw. Now, I thought that we were, you know, there was still 1 hour left. Apparently, according to the timer, we're at about 45 minutes, roughly. Smidge over 44 minutes. So it's going to be a good, you know, place to, you know, to take a bit of a break. But we're 45 minutes in, basically, and this is the first match that I'm seeing. Now, again, full disclosure, I'm watching the Hulu version, but 45 minutes, and we're just now getting a match? Okay, that's something. Right, well, I will be back then with the second half of the Raw after WrestleMania, and then we will go from there. All right, folks, as promised, we are back, and this is officially a match now between Austin Theory and Rey Mysterio. And, I mean, say what you want about Austin Theory. This guy absolutely can go. And apparently a break. Wow. So, yeah. I really think that Rey Mysterio is doing some just amazing things. But like I said, oh, two, oh, that's a airplane spin into a power bomb. And oof, Austin Theory almost beat Rey Mysterio. Almost beat Rey Mysterio. And Ray. Ooh. 1-2. Oh. Ray got a lariat clothesline for his trouble. Trying to go for the 619. Austin Theory. I mean, again, you know, this guy is all about business now. All right. Well, let's try it on the other side. Oh! Dom. Oh! And Ray. Up. A-Town down. That's got to be it. 1-2-3. And Austin Theory wins, but Dominic was the distraction, and so you got Dominic, you got Damian Priest, and Bad Bunny. Oh, man. And there's Dominic and Bad Bunny are going after each other verbally. Okay. All right. Oh, and Bad Bunny just punched Dominic Mysterio. Oh, and here comes Damian Priest throwing over Bad Bunny. And could this lead to a match at WrestleMania Backlash in Puerto Rico? I don't know. But, I mean, I wouldn't be disappointed. Damian Priest, I mean, he is vastly underrated. Vastly underrated. Oh man, Bad Bunny is gonna go up for a ride and oh, straight down, and oh my gosh, Bad Bunny just got choke slammed through the announce table. Dominic now going after Ray. And, I mean, okay. Are we done here, maybe? Okay. And, Ray, the leader of the Latino World Order, the LWO. Bad Bunny, honorary member, of course, Legado del Fantasma. So that is going to be something. Here's Adam Pearce. Talking with Damian Priest. And yeah, I don't know. Adam Pearce, I know why they're presenting him the way that, you know, that they are. Yeah, the fact that Adam Pearce was the last NWA World's Heavyweight Champion before the reboot. Now, in fairness, yes, I know that Impact had the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship for a minute, but for all intents and purposes, Adam Pearce was the last champion before the resurrecting of that title. So, yeah. Anyway, enough of that. Huge ovation for Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and oh my gosh. So the Usos, 623 days, were champions. Again, I go back to my premise. If 623 days was enough for the Usos, then why was 945 days not enough for Roman Reigns? I don't get it. Adam Blompied from Wrestle Talk was doing the 10 mistakes that WWE made at WrestleMania. One of the things was Kevin and Sammy winning the tag titles. Now, it's not necessarily because the story wasn't there. It obviously it was. The emotion was there. But he was saying it in the context of, you know, they came out to help Cody Rhodes basically even up the odds, taking out the Usos, but still didn't matter. And I'm thinking, okay, well, if, you know, I mean, could this be, you know, a Survivor Series situation where it's Kevin, Sammy, and Cody, and, I mean, you know, you add in that fourth one. You know, against the Bloodline. I mean, you know, maybe. I mean, I'd love to see that inside of War Games. But that is a very, very long time from now. That is 7 months from now. So, can you hang on another 7 months? But, yeah. I love how the new tag champs are, you know, thanking the fans, and you know, it's just really just a really fun moment. It's just a really good moment. I dig the shirts. I dig the shirts. And Oh my gosh. I just realized something, and that is we've only had Rey Mysterio and Austin Theory. That's it. If you paid a ticket, you only have gotten one match so far. I mean, if people are banged up or just not scheduled to be there, okay, that's fine. But I mean, I don't know. Well, it was an open challenge, and the Street Profits came and Street Profits came and answered the challenge. So, I mean, I know we're going to get this match, but, okay. Are you going to turn the Street Profits heel, or what's going on here? I don't know. This is just, I mean, this is really, this is a cool match. I mean, this is a cool match. But, I mean, I don't know. Okay. Well, I mean, again, are we going to have this match? I mean, it sounds like it. All right. Well, the challenge is there now. All right, let's stop talking. Let's stop talking. Let's just do this thing. Let's do the dang thing, as they say. Okay, all right. Is this gonna be official? And okay. And, wow, there's another cut from commercial, and no start. It's just, they've already been going. So, okay. And, Sami Zayn, oh, beautiful tornado DDT. Beautiful. And up and whee! Up and over. Taking out both Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins. I'm always, I'm always impressed by people being able to jump out of the ring like that. So, I mean, hopefully this match will pick up. And, oh, that has to be a scary feeling. The flip over sunset powerbomb. Because you can't see where you're going. Up. Oh, Montez puts on the brakes. Nice enziguri. And here's Angelo Dawkins now. Man, he is money. Are you looking for a blockbuster? Oh my gosh. 1, 2. And Kevin Owens saves the matchup. Montez got all of that blockbuster into a cover. And this is actually a pretty fun match. Oh, Exploder into the corner goes Montez Ford. Kevin Owens gets tagged in. Cannonball. Oh, man. Okay. Swanton. That's got to be it. 1, 2. Oh, now it's Angelo Dawkins' chance to break up the pin. And Montez Ford going up, and now it's his turn to go up and over. Woo! He sticks the landing. Goodness. From the dang heavens. Whoa, rolls through. Oh, stunner. Into the Huluva kick. 1, 2, 3. And, okay. They made fairly short work out of the Street Profits. I'm just shaking my head at the, you know, at this moment. I'm like, what the heck? And, yeah, that was just something. I'm surprised that it was such a short match. Well, I mean, if this doesn't prove that Vince wasn't running the show, I don't know what it is. I mean, he's had most of the time people just talking. He's only had two matches. And they're doing more headlines from the weekend. And so, yeah. So, yeah. And Solo and okay. Paul Heyman with the, I didn't realize that Brock was going to be here. Brock keeps disappearing on everybody. You rescued me from that. I'm like, nice. Nice save there, Paul. And, so, yeah. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. Okay. Okay. So apparently we are headed towards this tag team match. Cody Rhodes, Brock Lesnar, Solo Sikoa, Roman Reigns. And oh, it's Bianca Belair. Okay. You know, I don't have a problem with Bianca. In fact, I think she is absolutely amazing. She is, just the raw power that she possesses. It's absolutely just, amazing. I don't know if you saw the girl that was, the contortionist at WrestleMania, apparently, according to Hunter, the girl lost her mom like that day. That is just ow. So Bianca is coming out to greet the fans, and I don't know. If Asuka's the best, like you say, Bianca, if Asuka's really the best, then, I don't know, give her another chance. Good Lord. I mean, that's another decision that I'm just shaking my head at with WWE is, Asuka lost again at WrestleMania. She hasn't won a match at WrestleMania. Oh, here comes Rhea Ripley, SmackDown Women's Champion. Now, this is the match that everybody wanted. This is the match that everybody wanted. And I get it now. I get it. Both now are champions. And so now it's like, okay, now we're gonna have this. Apparently. For next year's WrestleMania. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. I can't tell you. I can't tell you how much I'm just feeling just bored out of my mind. I mean, I love when people do a promo, if it means something, if it furthers a story, if it tells a story. But this has been just almost nonstop talking and short matches. I mean, Rey versus Austin Theory, that was relatively short. Street Profits versus Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, that was short. And we're just back to talking. This is not good. I'm getting just bored. And I don't know. Okay, so this just set up a match down the road. Okay. Oh, hi, Byron Saxon. Okay, so you've got Becky, Lita, and Trish. And okay. I don't know. I love Becky Lynch. Love me some Becky Lynch. Trish, Lita. Yeah. But the fact that they lost those titles to Raquel Rodriguez, Liv Morgan. At this point, they just need to just... They just need to just get rid of the women's tag titles. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I mean that in the sense of, you know, let somebody take the reins. Let somebody actually take the reins. And build up the women's tag team division. Don't keep hot-shotting the titles because, I mean, if WWE's like, well, we haven't found that one tag team that's transcendent. I'm like, Mercedes Moné, a.k.a. Sasha Banks, and Bayley, they advocated for those titles. You're telling me that they couldn't hold those titles? And it's just like every other week we have a new, women's tag team champion being crowned. But that said, here's Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa coming out to the ring. And so anyway, well, I tell you what, guys, I apologize in advance. I'm just going to end things right here. Only because Cody Rhodes is going to come out with Brock Lesnar. The match is going to start. And then Brock just beats the snot out of Cody. And that's pretty much the rest of your show. So I'm just going to kind of leave it at that. This was a rough Raw. This was rough. I mean, this was rough. And I hate to say they owe the good people of Los Angeles, an apology. But when you don't really have matches, and a lot of it's just talking, it just, yeah, it's just kind of like, what the heck? So, anyway, well, that is the show for today. I will be back tomorrow with the regular show. And we will go from there. Until, see you guys tomorrow. This is Russell Wortham. And just like the Beatles sang all those many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys tomorrow.